Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Day, and it's also Katy Perry Day every day this week here on The Alice. We're all about Katy Perry. We're walking around singing her songs and doing the special Katy Perry dances. Vinny, you're really good at them.
Thanks.
I have to give it to you. You know, I watch you to see what you're doing. I'm like, oh, yeah, that is the next one. I'm left shark the whole time. You know, you're right shark. You got it going on. And I'm like, well, let me just see what right shark is doing.
I'm a big Katy Perry fan, so.
Right. Who isn't?
This is a huge tour. Probably the tour of the year.
Oh, well, it's called the Lifetimes Tour. This is like a once in the Lifetimes Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Once in the Lifetimes Tour. Anyway, we've got tickets for the show. If you'd like to go, here's how to win. Get your phone out right now. Maybe you're listening to us on the Odyssey app. Go over to your text machine and type in 20357. That is our contest text line. Now text this word to that number. Roll. R-O-L-L. Roll. Put that in. Send it to 20357. And you're entered. You'll get a bounce back. It says, hey, you've entered. Roll is this hour's code word. 20357 is the contest text number. This is for Katy's stop on the Lifetimes Tour, July 18th, the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation.
Roll.
Roll is this hour's code word.
R-O-L-E.
No, R-O-L-L.
Oh!
Did I say R-O-L-E?
I don't know what you said. That's why I'm confirming how you spell that.
Roll like roll the dice, baby. Rock and roll.
Oh, all right.
Roll on. I gotta roll on.
Okay.
Band roll on.
Okay.
Roll. I was going to say, yeah, bring it all back. Bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back to earlier today.
Call back.
Single-use plastic, everybody.
You can catch it on the podcast if you missed it earlier.
Right. Yeah, the people who are getting to this point in the show after listening to today's whole podcast are like, yeah, now that's called 2 hours ago. Call back. Damn. It's almost like they have a script written for this show. We don't. I know you didn't think that. It's fine.
Get back on script.
Okay. So, number one this week on the Billboard Hot 100 is Die With a Smile. And this is its fourth week at number one. This is Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Now, last week, there was a countdown up on Lady Gaga's Instagram and probably all her socials. I don't know. It was like 5 days out or something. And that day's already passed. I've been meaning to tell you about this, but she does have a new record coming out. So, that was what the announcement was. It's called Mayhem. And they're saying, that's actually the name of her latest single. And it looks like that will be premiering during some kind of Grammy Awards commercial break. She's actually buying time on the Grammys. So,
check this out.
Yes, dear.
So Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, number one, Die With a Smile.
Yes.
So it immediately made me think of, where's Appatappa?
Oh,
that's a Bruno Mars. That's Rosé and Bruno Mars. That's number three on the charts right now. Bruno Mars is having a good week.
Yeah, Bruno Mars is doing just fine for himself. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, for Shaboozy, it stays at number four, but it's down at number four. Like, that's... it's probably never going to get that 19th week at number one. Or, sorry, it has 19 weeks. It's never going to get that 20th week.
No, it's dropping, and there's other stuff rising, so...
So let's see. Lady Gaga's new record, Mayhem. It's 14 tracks, and she says it's her return to her pop roots. Disease and Die With a Smile are both on that, and it looks like there's going to be this new, you know, the title track is going to be debuted. This Sunday is the Grammys, so you'll see it on there.
I love them. The Grammys, I mean.
Yes.
I love them.
Great.
I'm a fan.
How old is Lady Gaga? Minigame.
She's been around longer than you think. Mm-hmm. And when she broke through, she was, I'm going to say she is 37.
Let's see. When her mother was a cheerleader at WVU, that was in the
70s. Oh, for crying out loud.
Are you serious?
Kidding me?
Yeah, it's true. What did you say, 37?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 36.
Well, you should have tried to scumbag him the other way, because you would have been exactly right. 38 is how old she is.
I just can't win.
I am killing it today.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Yes, you are. What was the thing he got the 5 points for? It was amazing.
Guess what the product was when Harry met Sally?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was key. Yeah.
I wouldn't have got that if he didn't say deli, though. If he'd left it at restaurant.
Because you were like, I would never not have a sandwich with mayo on it.
But I wouldn't have got that if he hadn't said deli. I would have definitely gone for a restaurant.
I would never have a sandwich without mayo on it, I think is what I should have just said.
It doesn't matter.
Benny needs mayo.
Right.
Yeah. You did a whole 360 on that.
I did do a 360 on that. I just did it all wrong. I got to buy
anyway, Bruno Mars. Yeah. I mean, I know we're talking about Lady Gaga, but dang, right there at number one and number three.
Bruno's great. You know, I had this story. I didn't get to it or anything. Let me see if I can find it right here. It's the title of it, it's a BuzzFeed thing, you know, how you get sucked into these things. So I saved it. But it was like 15 celebrities with absolutely wild lore, like their backstories. And there are some pretty funny ones. And there's just a quick one about Bruno Mars, which I have seen this before. But when Bruno Mars was six, he played a young Elvis impersonator in a Nicolas Cage movie, Honeymoon in Vegas. And there's six-year-old,
right?
I can't remember, six-year-old Bruno Mars has the snarl. It's little baby Bruno Mars. It's so freaking cute. He began performing as an Elvis impersonator at age two. I actually have the scene, too. Maybe I'll put the scene up on let me put this back over here, on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I'll do it if I remember. Probably won't. Anyway, one of these days I might get to that story. But in the meantime, Lady Gaga is not upset that people didn't like Joker 2. It is no secret that that movie was a flop. Even Lady Gaga knows. And she's not upset about it. And the reason she's not upset is, what does she care? She has the number one song in the country. She's Lady Gaga the whole time. Now, if you're Joaquin Phoenix, I think you're pretty bummed. I'll bet you that guy's actually pretty bummed about
it. Well, they didn't. Yeah, that he was the star of the first movie, which was a huge hit. Yeah. So there's no question it's his failure first. But I can't imagine anybody being involved with a film that bombs and not thinking, ouch, mm-hmm. you know, for a minute or two anyway.
Oh, sure.
But you've done your work. If you tried your hardest and you did your best work, all you can do is walk away from that. And that's the thing about film that most of us don't really. It's such a huge collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Like so many moving parts. Big studio production, especially, we've all seen the credits. There are thousands of people
You've walked away, as an actor, you've walked away, and that film still has so many processes to go through, and editing is a big part of it.
Right.
But, you know, that's the, and then the green screen work you've done, like, how will that look? I hope I didn't. So so I can see where she would be both, I'm bummed, I wanted that to be a huge hit, and also, all right, you know, I did what I could do. Right. I didn't
turns out my Midas, I tried hard.
I didn't phone it in.
My Midas touch just didn't work on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not an unacknowledged truth that that was a box office flop, especially compared to the first one. And, it just didn't do well at the box office. It didn't do well with fans. Lady Gaga says, here's her quote. People just sometimes, let me start again. That's my Lady Gaga, though. I'm going to really try to get into this. People just sometimes don't like some things. It's that simple. And I think to be an artist, you have to be willing for people sometimes to not like it. And you keep going, even if something didn't connect in the way you intended.
And it totally helps that I have the number one song in America
right now. It's helping me. It really salves my soul and the pain that I might otherwise feel. She says here that she won't let the fear of failure keep her from doing her thing. When that makes its way into your life, that can be hard to get control of. It's part of the mayhem. Mayhem is this new song. So this is how she worked in.
Oh, are you about to play us something?
No.
It's
debuting on the Grammys.
Oh, fudge.
Yeah. See if you can find. I don't think there's even a teaser.
Never mind. Don't do it. I don't want to have to call Jeff and ask if we can play something. That's not worth it.
You know, Jane might already have it. Let me just type it in here and see if it's here in the system. Mayhem. It is not. No match is found.
Then let's just move on.
All right.
Don't want no trouble.
Don't want no trouble. Oh, I hate trouble.
My kids say that now, too. It's so
funny. I don't want no trouble. Well, that's
it's our
good.
Family motto.
It's a good motto.
It really is.
I've started to say it in my normal everyday life, too.
Tavik, I don't want no trouble.
I don't want no trouble, man. No thanks.
Dolly Parton.
Rules.
Yeah, she does rule. She really does. She has, I think that this might be like a life story thing or whatever it is, but we'd heard that there was going to be some kind of a stage production, like a musical, a play featuring her music, and it was going to go to Broadway. And it is. The plan is on, but she is going to do it in Nashville first. Mm. She says, I have lived in Nashville for 60 years. And this is where we're doing it. So, good news for Tennessee. Dolly Parton just announced that the world premiere of Dolly, an original musical, will take place in Nashville this summer before heading to Broadway in New York in 2026, which they say it's great for Nashville. People will flock there to see it. Dolly has so many fans. In New York City, LA, they always seem to scoop up every big premiere. And Dolly says, I'm Tennessee born and raised. Nashville's been my musical home for over 60 years. So this is the right and perfect place to present the world premiere of my life story as a musical. Right here in Nashville at the beautiful Belmont University's Fisher Center.
What?
That's where they're doing it.
Everybody knows
Belmont
place.
University's Fisher Center.
Big Are you saying Fisher?
Fishers, yeah. There's a
what?
Fishers.
Fisher?
Oh, it's Fisher.
It sounds, what's
with
Fisher?
My accent, it's a like, I guess it must be some guy named Bob Fisher, but not another
not
kind of,
fissure.
Not a Fisher.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fisher Center. That'd be neat.
Who's Bob Fisher?
I made up the name Bob.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody rich that really liked Belmont College.
Belmont University. Fisher Center.
You mean Fisher like Fisherman?
Yes. Yep. Fisher.
Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! Fisher Center for the Performing Arts.
How's it look, Ben?
It looks...
like an auditorium with seats and a stage.
I mean, it's a big cement building. Oh, it has pillars.
Big cement building. Jeez Louise.
Oh, it's got pillars,
it's on
though.
Belmar Boulevard. Oh, boy. Wow. Yes, there are seats, I can confirm, but I don't know what the Fisher... Fisher. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Well... some fisherman gave the money for that.
Fisher.
That's all.
Man. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Dolly's musical will only be running for a 4-week limited engagement. The previews, or the practice shows, as Vinny likes to call them, begin on July 18th, and then opening night is August 8th. Wow.
Can I tell you something?
Okay.
Bob Fisher. That's his real name.
Oh.
It really was named after a guy named Bob Fisher.
What?
Former president of the university. Yes. Good job.
Everyone should just be named Bob. We may be working that into this show so no one gets attached. Bob.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I
literally just threw out the name Bob for the Belmont University's Fisher Center. I love that she said the whole name too. It's the Bob Fisher Center.
Well, Bobby Fischer.
Anyway, honestly, you can't. I mean, if you're a huge Dolly fan or you spend time in Nashville or you live in Nashville now and you just happen to be listening to this show on the fabulous Odyssey app, you can get tickets. So you just Google it. I feel like I don't really need to put that link up, you know. And do I have time for this? Not really. Let me try this one. I don't really have that much
you
time.
You do. I mean, let's go ahead.
Don't be a hero.
Let's do it. Be a hero. Be my hero, would you please?
I need a hero. You ever see the show The Hot Ones? It's actually like a YouTube show.
I have not seen it, but I'm very familiar. It's the chicken wing interview where the wings get increasingly hotter. Yeah.
There's like and it, they maybe seem 10 or 15 questions, 10 or 15 different heats.
But they get real celebrities for this.
They do get real celebrities. And not everybody finishes. Because if you've ever gotten in one of those, like almost like a throat spasming pepper attack, like it can just be debilitating. You'd be like, I still have three hotter ones to go. Well, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. And it's worse the day after.
Oh.
Oh, you've been on the show?
No. I've done the hot eating challenges before.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
And you're saying, yes. As it exits, it's
very
problematic.
Oh.
See, I never thought that would be a thing.
Oh, it's a thing.
You hear people saying that. Burns going in, burns coming out.
I would think the idea is to just try anyway and just truly be crying and throwing up while trying to answer the questions.
On camera.
Yeah.
Well, they give you some ice cream that you can you know,
cool off with.
Okay.
And glasses of milk, I think,
yeah,
too.
Dairy's
right?
The one thing that's what they tell you to use is dairy.
I mean, if you're going to go on that show, I would think you'd go on there and try to puke.
I'm sure. Well, I don't know if you're going to try to puke, but you would definitely be hoping that you could get through it all.
I'm going all out. I'm going to see if I can't really make something happen.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's not something you try in here all the time. I'm going to make this happen by jamming my fingers down my throat and making the gag sound.
Oh, geez.
That's not how that happens, everyone.
As painful as it is, most celebrities actually do make it through.
Oh, all the way through.
That most of them do make it through.
Okay.
Notable non-maker throughs it.
Losers.
Are DJ Khaled, who's a huge baby. He won't even eat that one thing. I mean, there's no way he was getting through the hottest.
I don't understand that at all.
I think you do.
No. I mean, I know what you're referencing. I don't understand what he's thinking.
We the best.
And another one.
That's all. That's it. Just that's his whole career.
We've done the whole rapport. Repertoire. Whatever I'm trying to say. Ice Spice did not make it through all the way. Ice Spice is cute. I really like her.
She hasn't been around with Taylor Swift lately, though, has she?
I haven't seen her in a while, yeah. Huh. Everyone's yelling that she went on Ozempic. I feel like that's going to be
Ice
the thing
Spice,
now.
Ice Spice, like she lost a bunch of weight and everyone's tripping.
Yeah, that she looked really skinny.
Oh.
If anybody, you know, like Lizzo's lost a bunch of weight, people are yelling about it. You know, if you lose weight, you lose weight. I don't know. I don't think we should be shaming people for however they did it. Is it easier that way? Probably, but still, good for you. Maybe it's healthier. Taraji P. Henson did not make it all the way through. That's Cookie from Empire. Think. Wasn't she Martin's wife on Martin Lawrence's show?
I cannot confirm or I have no idea.
Jim Gaffigan didn't make it all the way through. Ricky Gervais gave up. Chance the Rapper gave up. And now the latest who did not make it through is Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny.
He's all over right now, including the charts. Like,
and thirst traps galore. One where he is like, hi, here's my washboard with just a towel barely held in front of me.
Hanging on the hook? The meat hook?
I mean, you know what? I can't remember if it was hanging on the hook. I think he was just kind of holding it in front of himself.
No, I didn't see that and don't want to. But he's got the number two song and then multiple songs down the chart as well.
So he must have released an album. Let me look at this. He's DTMF. That's number two this week. And one other one in the top 10 is Baile?
That's a thirst trap?
Inolvidable. No,
I don't want any of that.
It's this one right here.
He can keep himself.
Upper left-hand corner. Yeah, that's the one right there. Click that. No, it's much. That's not showing the towel. Oh, there it is right there. He's just holding the towel.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah. But he's fully nude. He's got like horses galloping across his chest and maybe like a weird robot with a star on his head.
Is that great for you?
He's not my type, really. I don't like these cut bodies. They're just too much.
Well, he's a young man.
Yeah, that's true. Sure. He is a young man.
Yeah, everything catches up to you. Trust me, Bad Bunny. I used to have abs too. I mean, I still have them. They're under there somewhere, though.
Anyway, on the most recent episode of the YouTube show Hot Ones, Bad Bunny, he bailed. The sauce got too hot. And at one point he said, actually, I think he said it all in Spanish too.
The whole thing. That's why we can't.
But he basically said, I'm feeling it and I don't like it because I'm worried about my colon. I think I will be at the bathroom the whole trip from here to Puerto Rico. And then he tapped out. He says, there's no way I'm going to eat all those. There's no way.
They've got an impressive booking agent or whoever they're getting. That's like a nice star-studded list of cast of interviews.
It is. It's very fun, and they do ask some pretty good questions. And it's only a few questions. They probably know what the questions are ahead of time.
It just occurred to me,
Adele
though,
was pretty funny on it.
While we know of the show, and we know the hook, who's the host? Who's asking the questions?
Some blonde guy.
Some blonde guy.
Yeah.
That's got to be
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones.
Yeah. But it is more about the whole hook is the hot part and that there's a celebrity. Like this guy just sits and asks the questions and I think he eats with you.
Yeah, Sean Evans. That's his name.
Sean Evans. Yeah, I don't know anything about that guy. I never, in a thousand, you could have given me two names and I wouldn't have picked Sean Evans. I'm sure of it.
Ice Spice says 415 did a bunch of stuff with Taylor's nemesis for Skims. That's why she got booted.
Oh,
she's no longer
in the Kim Kardashian thing.
She's not on the girl crew anymore.
Girl squad. Yeah.
Oh, girl squad. That's it. Sorry.
I knew what you were going for. All right. Oh my goodness. I'm completely out of time. What's coming up, Vin?
Why is Vinny acting like he's never heard the name Fisher before? Because I thought she was saying Fissure, which is something totally else and weird that it would be attached to
the Fissure
Performing
Center.
Arts Center. And then I didn't know what fisherman or F-I-S-C-H-E. Anyway, I just wanted clarification. That's all. Mm. What's coming up in the trash, you ask? I'm not the trash. how to post green flag pictures on your dating app to connect this Valentine's after these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
You are the reason. It's hump day. Everything happens for a reason. And that reason is you.
Are you talking to your boy Bad Bunny up there? He's looking pretty hot.
Is that Kendall Jenner in the picture next to him?
I have no idea.
No idea.
All right. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all the info on everything we talked about on the show today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day, Alice and Odyssey. Have your chance to win 5K a Day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for a chance to be a winner of $5,000. Someone will win $5,000 every single day, so why not have it be you?
Why
get
not?
Get the Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for 1 hour, and you could win $5,000.
That's all it takes. It's amazing.
All right, here's what's happening. We have clouds overhead in San Francisco, so most places it should be partly cloudy today. The rain is expected to begin on Friday, and it's going to go like through the weekend, into next week, and maybe even through to next Friday.
Happy. You need it to be cold enough to dump snow.
To snow, and it's not looking, it's looking sketchy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Lunar New Year.
Gung-hei Fat Choy.
By the way, I just wanted to mention again that I did get through episode 2, season 2 of Severance last night, and it's what you've been waiting for. I'll leave it at that, but it's there's so many in this show, I can understand why people would say, it's too boring and there's too much unanswered, and it just episode after episode, you're like, but what the... You start to get answers in episode 2 of season 2. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you really get somewhere. And it's...
Are there only 2 episodes available right now?
There's a third teaser, but I don't know when the third drops.
They drop on Friday, I believe.
Okay.
Oh.
So they put up what it is, what it's called, but you can't click on it and make it play. So
you got, I know that you're into that, but we need to try to catch up on the traitors so that when Danielle Reyes gets,
how's she doing?
Wins or kicks off.
She killing it?
She's still on it. That's all I know.
I saw her.
I'm all caught up.
Oh, you're all caught up?
Oh yeah.
I saw her on her Instagram, I think, saying I'm headed to New York. I assumed it was for some press or something. So I was like, oh, she's awesome.
She is awesome.
Honestly, you will
love this show.
I'm sure I will. I'll try to get caught up. Now that football's gone, it really clears up whatever.
It does.
That was taking up
2 extra nights that you don't have to watch a football game.
College football and NFL, I was just, that's, it really does.
She's really the star of this season.
She really is.
Well, is it just her and Boston Rob just going at it?
I don't think that you can, no, not really.
Oh.
You need to watch it.
All right.
But he's annoying.
He is annoying. He is a guy who comes onto these shows and is like, listen, I'm the guy. I know all the stuff and I'm going to show you guys how to do this. And this was how we're going to do it. But I will say.
And people fall for it.
They do.
Every time.
Well, so there it is. He is the man if no one proves different.
But
right?
They're onto him.
And okay.
Yeah.
So this is just one of those stories about the apps and dating as Valentine's is coming around. But I thought, you know what? I like it. As you're out there considering, you know, dating this Valentine's and you're single for how long now? And we've talked about like all the different things that come with these dating apps. And many of them, there's just the getting ghosted or there's the snap judgment on the photo you've posted.
Yes.
Like I remember someone around here being just hostile about who takes a picture in their car with their seatbelt on. Ugh. And yeah. I thought, well, you know.
So that was a red flag for her.
Someone who's trying not to overcare about this.
Right.
But okay.
Just, you know, is confident enough to look wherever they are. They look in. How you doing?
The ultimate green flag post as opposed to red flag.
Mm. Oh, I like it.
Is you cooking?
Oh.
And this isn't for women. This is for dudes.
Oh, well, what are you cooking though?
Well, I mean,
are you boiling someone's rabbit?
I mean, what's the difference? No,
that's not
it. It's just to hear
is cutting a chicken's head off.
I just thought that is really smart. Like, of course. Yeah. You want someone who can cook, right? Or maybe you don't care. Maybe you're like, I actually don't.
Well, to me, that causes questions. Like, who took that picture? Is that your ex-girlfriend took that picture of you cooking? Is that something you cooked for her?
Who took it?
Yeah, yeah, it, I mean, what if it's your mom? If it, maybe it's your mom.
Well, then you
maybe
better
you
say
have to
that.
Photo credit, mom. Say that.
Photo credit, mom.
All right.
That's actually, I think that's a nice green flag. Photo credit, mom.
Okay. I don't know. You daters out there, what do you think?
Are you wearing an apron in this? An apron with no shirt?
You know, when I first started dating Christina,
that's a red flag.
She is a businesswoman, excuse me, but she is someone who between her exercise lifestyle and her work life, she had no time. She never cooked.
She ate out.
She ate out. The end. And I never thought twice about that because I never assumed that we'd end up married and that would become, who's going to cook around here? Me? You? It's like once we had
kids. Make the kids do it.
All of a sudden we were like, oh no.
But she's had to take on a lot because your one daughter needs special food.
That is how we kicked into gear cooking at home, because if she didn't need special food, we'd probably still be eating out all the time. So as a person, as a woman, as a mom, she's had to step up in ways that no one would have asked. I wouldn't have asked her to.
Right.
But I've always done all the cooking.
Every
relationship I've been in, I do the cooking.
John is
get out of my kitchen.
John's a cook too. Yes, he'll be like, nope, I don't need. I'll call you if I need help.
Yep,
I'm in my zone. I'm having fun. John loves it. He puts on his music, and he's in there. I hear him chopping and cooking.
Last night yesterday we were talking about rice and beans. I went home and made a nice.
You had already made beans.
Made beans, but I was like, I'm gonna make some rice and I'm gonna throw some veg in there.
So your wife. Of many years that you currently are not living with, but
20 years.
She's having to figure it out now for the first time in a long time.
100%.
Oh.
And I cooked every night. Like I cook, I made sure there was dinner every night.
Mm. Did you used to pack her a lunch for work?
No, but when I traveled, I would make enough food for her for the week that she had food.
You are a good husband.
And now she's got to
sort
that out.
This is marriage material, girls.
Yeah,
he's actually married right now, but someday, I don't know.
It's not looking good.
It's complicated.
Oh, right. Complicated is what I meant to say.
What's wrong with being complicated?
Wendy's has teamed up with Girl Scout to create the Thin Mint Frosty.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I thought you might like that, so that's why I don't like doing ads for people when we're,
That
not
does sound
paid.
Really good, though.
But Thin Mint Frosties are a thing you'll be able to get at Wendy's.
Oh,
they've partnered up with, and it looks like it's going to...
Is it the full cookie?
I don't know. I've had Thin Mint ice cream.
Mm-hmm. This is what it looks like.
It's real good.
Oh. What it looks like is a white mint frosty, but layered with fudge.
With chocolate. Yep.
Chocolate.
So
I expected it to be just sort of like a brownish mint flavored thing. Looks really good.
Starting Friday, February 21st, you'll be able to get for a limited time the Girl Scout Thin Mint Frosty at Wendy's.
I like it.
Also, another new item that's out there in the world, Coke. Is going to announce or introduce orange cream flavored Coca-Cola.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, that sounds gross to you?
Orange flavored Coke?
Yeah, orange cream flavored.
Orange cream
sounds delicious.
Flavored Coke.
No.
And that goes
you
on
ever
sale.
Ever mix like root beer or Coke and orange soda?
No.
It's pretty good, actually.
I
remember being
it.
A kid and doing that. Like, you could put your... Cup, you could get your own drink, mix your own drink.
Yeah,
we call them suicides. You'd take a little bit of everything.
I don't want everything. I just, I'd try like a double.
Yeah, when I played Little League, we would make a drink with a little bit of everything that was in the soda fountain.
You know what I don't like? I like, it's like a soda fountain's fine, but have you seen those ones that are actually multi-screened?
I love those.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
At the theater? Like they have at the theater?
Yeah, yeah. You pick like, do I want, because it always has like Barks root beer or whatever.
And then it'll even have Dr. Pepper and then multiple flavors of
Dr. Pepper.
The flavors are all mixed up though. They never, you never get a clean drink out of those things. There's
it's fine. You're overthinking
I see
it.
What you're saying is that
I've
same
never
spigot
it.
Is getting used for everything.
For all the stuff.
Oh, never thought of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't really worry about it all that much, though. If I were I wouldn't be worried about it. I just feel like that's quite a little beef.
I'll take a can if you don't mind. I'm not going to.
Oh, God. I love good soda machine soda. I want that
I'm
over a can every time.
those aren't good soda machines, so no, I'll take
like
the can.
They're like the Cadillac of soda machines.
Okay.
I love those.
I get what you're saying, though. Ugh. You're getting
the
spigot is a little mess. Yeah. A messy spigot.
God, it's just a one spigot to clean. So you know they're doing a good job cleaning that spigot.
Dirty spigots.
You and your spigots. I don't understand. What is a spigot?
Ask him. I didn't say spigot.
I'm just asking the world. I call it something else, but okay, spigot it is.
It's a spigot.
Here are some activities that count as extra. Oh, I'm out of time.
You are. Don't be a hero. Here we go. It's time to play a game.
I'll do that tomorrow, everyone. Hey, we're here tomorrow all day, too. Wow. Until
all right.
10.
All right, so Sarah versus Vinny, and Maddie's got some kind of quiz for us. I think it might be about triangles.
No, it's not about triangles.
What is it about?
And I got rid of that question since you were cheating.
You cut and pasted it into my document.
All right, this is a quiz about puzzles.
Oh, puzzles. I love puzzles.
Since we were talking puzzles earlier.
Yep, all right.
All right, we'll start with Sarah. What is a rebus puzzle? A crossword with only numbers?
You said rebus?
Rebus.
Okay.
Crossword with only numbers? A puzzle that uses pictures, letters, or symbols to represent words or phrases, or a maze-based puzzle?
Pictures.
Pictures, Bob.
You both are correct. Did you guys know that, or you just guessed?
I knew that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
that. Did you know that, or did you just copy me? Oh, he just looked at me. He copied me.
I didn't look at you.
Yes, you did. You've been hiding behind your computer all day. I don't know. It's like you don't want to look at me.
He's eating.
Hurting my feelings.
Did you hear what she just did? The minute I looked at her, she goes, oh, he's looking at me. He totally stole that answer.
Well, you haven't looked at me all morning. You know, you're hiding behind your computer screen. And then suddenly,
we
get the same question, right? And you peek over.
Buddy Vincenzo.
Yes.
What do you call a puzzle that involves moving discs between three pegs following specific rules?
Pachinko.
Tower of Hanoi, Jenga, or Tangram?
Say them again.
Tower of Hanoi, Jenga, or Tangram?
That's not Jenga. Wait, say, what is the question again?
What do you call a puzzle that involves moving discs between three pegs following specific rules?
I'm going to say not Jenga and not the Tower of Hanoi. What's
Tangram is the third one.
Tangram.
I'm going to say Tower of Hanoi.
You would be correct. It is the Tower of Hanoi.
I played that game. But I didn't know that was called that.
Sarah, the fastest Rubik's Cube solved by a human was it under 5 seconds, under 10 seconds, or under 15 seconds?
Under 5 seconds. Some people can move them so fast.
And I'll say under 5 seconds.
Vinny used to Vaseline his. Mm-hmm. So I'm leading 3-1. 3-2.
Vaseline his.
Yeah, we would Vaseline them.
So that they would move really smoothly.
So that they
would
smooth and like.
And Vaseline-y.
Yeah,
that's what she said. What type of puzzle is the Einstein riddle, which involves using logical deductions to determine a solution? Is it a form of a crossword puzzle, a logic grid puzzle, or a tangram?
Is it to me?
Yes.
You know, I guess I'll go tangram. I'm going to go tangram.
What were the other two choices?
Logic grid
that
puzzle.
One.
You are correct, Vinny. It is a logic grid puzzle.
Tied. Pangram. What the hell? I know what a pangram is.
Which of these puzzles requires arranging 7 geometric shapes to form specific patterns? Is it a tangram? Or is it a ken-ken? Or is it a nonogram?
Tangram.
How many pieces?
7 geometric shapes to form specific patterns.
One of these is going to be a tangram. I'm going to go tangram.
That is exactly what a tangram is.
Now we know.
All right, last question. What is the primary skill needed to solve a Kokoro puzzle?
What is the what?
What is the primary skill needed to solve a Kokoro puzzle? Is it pattern recognition, mathematical addition, or word formation?
Can you get the spelling of a Kokoro, please?
K-A-K-U-R-O.
And what are the three choices again?
Pattern recognition, mathematical addition, or word formation.
C, Bob, C!
I'll take A.
You're both wrong. It's B.
You want to do a tiebreaker? We're tied.
Oh, are you?
Or should we just both win?
Hold on. I'll pull a tiebreaker here.
So what was it again? It was a mathematical addition or something? No wonder I don't know that one. I hate math. I suck at it.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
God, okay. I'm, I used to be good at it. I'm reading. Yes. He does this math, like this advanced math in his head while having a conversation. Oh, that's.
Yeah.
It's, I just love that there are people that can do that.
I know. Smart people. They look at the world around you. They've created it.
Like,
smart
it doesn't
people.
Even enter the process of thought for me in some of these things right. this guy's talking about. I'll never.
But they do such. It's, so we're talking about the Andy Weir book, Project Hail Mary.
Oh.
So good. And I happen to know exactly where Vinny is in the book, and his ride home is going to be fantastic today.
Okay. Tiebreaker.
He's over it. All right, we're ready.
What is the name of the puzzle where you slide number tiles in order into order within a frame? So you're sliding tile numbers into order within a frame. Is it a form of a jigsaw puzzle, a 15 puzzle, or Pascal's triangle?
The second one.
I'll go see, Bob.
Sarah.
All right! Woo! Sarah, what
you gotta be kidding
she
me!
She cleaned the floor with you!
Sarah wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Ooh, Saracuda.
Barely beat me by a guess, but okay.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app so you can win 5K. And don't forget, there are more Katy Perry tickets as a pair at 12:05. And Jane's got three pairs today, 405, 505, and 605. We'll see you tomorrow. It'll be Thursday. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.